Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's look at the flip side. We've spent a lot of time, I think, the last 3 days worrying about the AFC. One, because the Chiefs are in the AFC, and because the biggest game of the weekend is on the AFC side between the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, and all of the history and everything on the line for those two franchises, and we all think they're going to take on the Chiefs next week, etc. NFC side, let's go game to game. Let's take on the two and say what we think is going to happen in this. Let's go on the one that most people are less likely to predict an upset in. That is the Commanders game. What chance do you legitimately give the Commanders to go to Detroit, a team who's been the best team in the NFC all season, and actually win it? I weirdly, and you know me, I was hesitant on, not like that I thought the Commanders could do it, but with any new team who's on the scene, give me a little bit of time. I thought the Bucs would win. I thought the Bucs could give a challenge to a couple teams in the playoffs. Jaden Daniels, a lot like I mentioned with that Texans thing with Mahomes, he is very showing. No quarterback has had this good of an efficiency on the road in NFL history as a rookie. No quarter, like, he is doing things that most people don't do. I give them a 30-35% chance to beat Detroit. I'm going to pick Detroit to win the game.
Gotcha.
But because of Jaden Daniel and the offensive weapons that they have, I do give them a legitimate chance. The thing is that Detroit, who is having defensive trouble too, they've settled in a little bit too. Like, they're not as flawed as they were right after losing Aiden Hutchinson and a million other players. So they seem to have settled in, but the Lions are the better team. But I don't rule the Commanders out.
Whoever would have lost that Sunday night game a couple weeks ago, when the Vikings did, I told you I was going to pick against the next round, and that was the Rams against the Vikings, and I thought whoever that was, that team would be beat up. We talked about it. The Vikings end up losing. The Lions are a different team now, though, because they got the rest. That was why it was so crucial for that Sunday night game. They're getting some guys back that have been hurt. They needed they had an early bye like Kansas City. I don't like this at all for the Commanders, as much as, like, I like Jaden Daniels, and the Commanders are a great story, and their fans dealt with a terrible owner for 25, 30 years.
It is easy to root for the Commanders because of
And I know the Lions haven't won a whole lot either, but, you know, they're at least been doing this for a couple years now, whereas the Commanders is their first taste of anything in a while. I just don't think the Commanders' defense has an answer at all for Detroit's defense. So if you're asking a percentage of an upset, 10%. I'd give the Lions a 10% chance of being knocked off this weekend. I can't go any higher than that. I don't even think the Lions are covering, or excuse me, the Commanders are covering this weekend. I think,
you think the
Commanders can't stop that offense.
That's fair.
Defense is awful. And that's
Gibbs.
Again, Jane Daniels can be great, but I think he's going to be under so much pressure because it's going to be basically like, you better score every drive kind of thing. Because I think that's what the Lions might be capable of
doing. And he might
hang
doing that for a little while, man.
First half?
Okay. He might.
You know, I just, in a weird way, I think it's even, it's crazy because the Chiefs are the back-to-back champs, and the Chiefs have the track record in the postseason, the Lions don't. I almost think this would be an even bigger upset. I really believe that. Like,
point-wise, you're not wrong.
You know,
like,
I told you,
I think they're close. I told you, I think
the Texans are worse than the Commanders, but they're very close. But I would argue, considering the Lions, everybody talks start to finish, almost was the best team in football. People didn't really start buying into the Chiefs nationally until last.
They just lost so many players, man.
But they got some of them back.
Yeah, they did. Not including Montgomery this weekend.
And not Aiden Hutchinson. You're right. I don't think this game's going to be as competitive. That's the one where I would like to be wrong because I like the Commanders, but I feel better about the Rams pulling off the upset, obviously, than the Eagles. I'm on the Rams to cover, and I'm on the Rams to win outright. That's my upset of the weekend.
On the other side, the weather in Philly is supposed to be interesting, to say the least. Sirianni, I hated on him the whole year, never bought into him. I told you before the season they were either going to win 13 games or win 5. They won 13. They went on the other side of that mark. Saquon is a legitimately great fit. I just think, like, McVay and Stafford got it, man. Like, this is vibes and vibes only. Like, I'll just be honest with you. Those are two teams in which, if you look at the talent on paper for the entire teams, the Eagles have the better roster. But I just like McVay and Stafford better in this game than I like Hurts and Sirianni.
A lot of experience.
I picked the Eagles to go before, so, like, I don't know, I guess. But, like, this is a true 50-50 game. The only one of the entire weekend for me. It's about the same. I take it.
I was going to say, this is more 50-50
I think
than
it's
Baltimore?
A lot, but I think it's like that game. I don't know who's going to win it. It's a 50-50 game. Like, I truly don't know who's coming out victorious, and I'm not going to be surprised either way.
Yeah, I don't view it as a 50-50 game. I mean, I'm taking the Rams to win, but I will admit it's an upset pick. Like, I don't think it's a 50-50 game. Whereas Bills Ravens truly true coin flip. Bills or Ravens, I don't think anybody you can make a case on either side to win. I think it's a bit more of a, I don't want to call it a stretch, but with the Rams, like you definitely have to talk yourself into it way more than picking Bills or Ravens in the winter. You're like, okay, well, obviously, if you pick the Bills, like nobody's calling you crazy. You pick the Ravens, nobody's calling you crazy. You pick the Rams, someone might be like, okay, come on. If you pick the Commanders, like, okay, what are you doing? You know, those are definitely not coin flip type of games. I think in that matchup with the Rams, the weather is going to be a factor. And what do you think that does to Saquon and Jalen Hurts? You know, short yard situations, does that favor them? You're talking about throwing the ball in this weather? I like Matthew Stafford. He's got a cannon still, even at 36 years old.
He sure does.
He can throw. Remember, it's not the fact that it snows. It's not a problem. It's how windy is it. That is always a thing we talk about with betting all the time with the lines and everything, Cody.
Unless you're Tua's record in the cold.
Sure.
Or whatever, you know?
It's windy, though. You know,
or Derek Carr's.
It can be snowing. That's actually fine. You know, heck, Mahomes joked he's a snow game guy. And I'm talking about Philly, and I can't say before anybody freaks out. Don't worry. We're not getting serious.
It'll just be cold.
It's just going to be cold. It's the wind that's always more of like the consideration of if that's going to impact how you think a quarterback's going to perform. And I think Matthew Stafford, who didn't get hit a whole lot against the Vikings because of the way that game went, I think he's feeling good. I think they're confident. They also have, you know, I know we say that, you know, L.A., their fans, there's so many entertainment options, like who are really Rams fans, et cetera. I do think with the unfortunate and terrible stuff going on out there with the wildfires, I do think in a weird way the support and everybody – is closer when something like that happens. And I do think there's a locker room advantage to that, what that does. Like, I do buy into teams being closer in the middle of tragedy and terrible things that everybody can relate to in your city. And the Rams have that. I don't want to say going for them, but you know what I mean. Like, they have that aspect to them right now that I actually think brings the team closer that could help them. And I like the Rams to win.
I think it's a 50, like, I understand the line does not suggest it's a 50-50 game. I think it's a 50-50 game for those reasons.
Yeah, again, so you're taking the Rams to cover, at least, and if you think it's
50,
yeah, okay.
Yes, I absolutely like the Rams to cover, no doubt about that.
Spread 6.5 right now, guys.
If the Rams came out with a win, I would not be stunned.
That's what's interesting. It's
too high to me.
But
it's a weird number,
It keeps going up, though. It was 5.5, 6.5, and I think this is weather-related. There's a lot of people thinking that you know, Barkley and Jalen Hurts, I mean, they already do the tush push. Then you add in the weather, and it's like, okay, well, they can just, you know, Barkley and tush push it away down the field. And the line keeps going up because of that. So thanks for the heads up, Drew. Yeah, that's another half point.
If they keep on if they really did that, that'd be disgusting. If they just we're going to tush push our way.
Cover the full touchdown.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's 6.5, you're right. You can buy a half point and get it up to 7. Now we're in that territory. That's why my teaser for the weekend is Rams teased up to 12.5, although now I have a bad number. I could have got even better. 12. It would be 13.5 now, but Rams plus 12.5, you tease it with the Chiefs down. You tease the Chiefs to minus 2.5. It's minus 134 is what you're looking at. So all of a sudden you need the Chiefs to win by 3, the Rams to stay within 12.5 points. I feel good about that teaser this week. It's one of my favorite teasers.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, and again, it just depends on what we think are actually going to happen in those.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.